With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Syrian government fell early this morning in a stunning end to the 50-year rule of the Assad family after a sudden rebel offensive sprinted across government-held territory and entered the capital in 10 days. Syrian state television aired a video statement by a group of men saying that President Bashar Assad had overthrown all detainees in jails and have been set free. A massive search continues for the man suspected of killing an insurance executive in New York.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny tells CNN, video shows the gunman left the scene on a bicycle Wednesday morning. He later ditched the bike.
And then from there, we have him in a taxi cab, and the taxi cab takes him up to 178th Street and Broadway.
There is a bus terminal there.
We have video of him entering the Port Authority bus terminal. We don't have any video of him exiting, so we believe he may have gotten on a bus.
The terminal offers service to cities like Boston and Washington, D.C., The reason for the killing remains unknown. I'm Ed Donahue.
A $50,000 reward from the FBI is offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Also at SRNnews.com, political observer Ben Domenech says when it comes to artificial intelligence, the United States has fallen behind sharply.
We are seeing China, you know, really outpace us in recent years in ways that we don't fully understand yet. Certainly it's something we're all paying attention to, but it's something that can't be allowed to happen in such a critical time.
Domestic policy expert Matt Continetti says he wasn't surprised when President Biden pardoned his son so much as by the scope of that pardon.
He's not just pardoning Hunter for the crimes for which a jury found him guilty, the tax evasion crime and the gun charge. He's pardoning Hunter for all crimes he may have committed over a period of 11-some years.
Continetti says it raises questions about what President Biden may be trying to conceal about his own connection with Hunter's suspected influence peddling. This is SRN News. Bible sales are up. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to data from Circana BookScan, purchase of the scriptures surged 22% in the first 10 months of this year, compared to a 1% increase for book sales overall. Nearly 14 million Bibles have been bought by Americans so far in 2024, and some clergymen think it has to do with anxiety over things such as the economy and global conflicts. In fact, the Bible is a bestseller virtually every year, but the 2024 surge is attracting attention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda is again causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captain's armbands were issued for the 20 clubs in England's Premier League this month, but Sam Morsi of Ipswich says he doesn't wear one. Morsi, a practicing Muslim, says he made the decision due to his religious beliefs. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace captain Mark Guy opted to wear the rainbow armband, but added the phrase, "I love Jesus," to it for a match against Newcastle. This is SRN News. A member of the city government in Boston is in trouble. U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy.
Boston City Council member Tanya Fernandez Anderson was arrested on federal public corruption charges. These six felony charges stem from an alleged kickback scheme that she orchestrated to obtain several thousand dollars in taxpayer money in exchange for a bribe she paid to a staffer who gave her a very large bonus.
The president of Atlanta-based Tyler Perry Studios has died when the small plane he was piloting crashed on Florida's Gulf Coast. The studio confirmed Saturday that Steve Mensch, its 62-year-old president and general manager, had died Friday. The crash happened in Hamasa, about 60 miles north of Tampa. Photos from the scene show the plane having come to rest upside down on a road. Mensch helped to advocate Georgia's film tax credit of more than $1 billion a year. More details at SRNnews.com.